Mike Neal's getting better. Hopeful. I'm hopeful that he can practice tomorrow, but we'll see what happens in the morning.
Mike, would you be comfortable playing him if he can't do anything tomorrow either? Would it still come up to a game time decision with him?
Definitely. I'd give Mike the full week to get ready. Absolutely.
Mike, how'd Derek Sherrod look in pads?
I didn't watch him every play. I can't give you a clear assessment. I know James Canton felt that it went pretty good. Just visiting with him briefly after practice.
Is James Jones on track to do anything tomorrow?
We'll see. You know, it's going to be close.
You have mentioned a few times that it takes a while to build your identity throughout a season. Does this, all these injuries, push you in a direction? Does it delay you getting that identity, or how does that work?
Well, I don't think anything delays you. I mean, your football team is what you put on film, what you do on the field, how you go about your business. Obviously, rosters change from the beginning of the season till this point in the season, and obviously we'll see what the future holds. So I think it's very important. It goes back to the planning process. When you acquire, player acquisition aspect of it, also the schematic design to enhance the abilities of the players that are on your team. So you have to be able to go in different directions during the course of the year. That's why I think there's more to the game of football than the statistical analysis of how many times you're running or are they running against you and so forth. You got to look deeper and closer into that and make sure that not only are you putting the player in position to be successful, but how he's fitted to the players around him, and being able to not let the team or your unit or your team suffer when you hit setbacks, I guess, in the health department.
What did Micah Hyde show you? That's the first time you saw him return, a few punt returns in a row there.
Well, Micah Hyde, from day one, I've said this before in here, I go back to the rookie minicamp, I think he's about as natural of a returner as far as handling the football that I've seen come out of college. I mean, and Charles Woodson is probably one of the best players that I've been around as far as handling the football and punts. Just very natural to him, and Mike is similar that way. So he just needs more opportunities. I thought he did a very nice job against Baltimore. It's just once again getting comfortable handling the ball, comfortable with our return schemes, and I thought he did a nice job.
Mike, the way Eddie's running the ball right now, how does that open up your offense and what you can do?
Well, it's about playmaking. It's about opportunities that individuals are given with the ball in their hand, whether you throw it to them or you hand it off to them. So it's really all the same. It's to throw it to a receiver, there has to be protection, and the receiver has to create separation. It's no different than running the football. There has to be a run blocking unit and the back has to be able to create separation by accelerating the crease and so forth. So, I mean, the ability to have another playmaker in your offense definitely makes us better.
Mike, A.J. Hawk's been around here almost as long as you have. What have you appreciated?
Same time, yeah. Same year.
What have you appreciated about him over the years?
Oh, his consistency. A.J. Hawk is he's the same guy every day, and I think that's a huge compliment in a professional environment. I would hope that I would be viewed that way when my time's over, because consistency of an individual to me is directly related to a complex formula of being successful. I think it's a key component. AJ is extremely consistent in his approach, how he handles different situations. I mean, he's had some ups and downs. He's had some challenges, but he just gives you everything he's got every single day.
Mike, is it possible that you may not be able to dress 4-6 on Sunday? And have you ever been in a predicament like that before anywhere in your coaching career?
I wish you wouldn't ask me that question. But gosh, we'll see. I mean,
I
must have heard Ted not talking earlier. So, but we'll see what happens.
Has it ever happened to you before anywhere in your coaching career?
I don't recall. No, I don't recall that.
If it were to happen, what part of your game plan does that stress the most? Would it just be? Obviously, we know your skill guys.
Clearly, special teams. Yeah. I think you have to, because someone's going to be there's going to be a position or two that's stressed. So I think it clearly would stress special teams. But if you look at the makeup of our roster right now, we're kind of, you know, the linebacker position is really, you know, is the area that we're stressed.
Mike, there's been a couple of games where you've given up sacks early. Can you just talk about how the offensive line has kind of settled that down and figured that out, protected clean the rest of games?
Yeah, we've had some odd things, you know, just that's why you play the game, you know, whether it was a set based on something that, you know, was seen in pre-snap, and, you know, we've had some mental mistakes, and so, you know, we had the sack early in the game against Baltimore, and it was a protection adjustment that, frankly, shouldn't have happened, and it put your Michael in a very tough spot against a vertical penetrating nose guard, you know. So when that happens, that's part of the playing football, and you make adjustments, and I think our guys do a really good job coming over to the boundary, you know, keeping composed about those types of situations and cleaning them up and moving on.
Mike, do you have an idea at all where Jarrell is at?
Looks good. I actually went in. I try to get inside once in a while, watch the rehab of our players, and I thought just a little time I was in there today, I thought he looked really good. So, he's getting close, but let's not forget that his injury did occur the last game of the season, and I mean there is a protocol that you try to follow. He's ready, and that's what you want. I mean, he's confident that he's you know where he needs to be, but. You know, it's a group decision, and we're definitely going to do what's in his best interest. And I don't have the exact timeline exactly when he'll be back, but he does look good.
How about Sean Richardson? This
Matt? Yeah, he's working out. Looks good. I really don't have any. You know, more. I mean, there's been some tests done, and but really, there has not a decision been made yet.